Good morning. It's January 1st, New Year's Day, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. The music you were listening to was New Year's Day by Rob Thomas from his Something About Christmas Time album. Today's title is Walking Through the Valley of the Shadow of Death. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23, New King James. New Year's Day, a day to recover from parties spent ringing in the new year, a day for football, family, friends, food, and a day for cancer? What? December 31st, 2019, and I was stuck on call at the hospital for the last night of the decade. With 57 pregnant patients in the office, 5 in labor, I am interrupted by a call from my daughter, Kelly, the second-year cardiology fellow. A call, mind you, not a text. She never calls. Kids never call. Should have been a hint, huh? Dad, do you have 10 minutes? No, sweetie, I'm swamped here. Well, can you call me later when you do have 10 minutes? Look, I'm not going to have 10 minutes. Tell me now. With a falter in her voice. Okay, Dad, Ian has lymphoma. All over, everywhere. Abdomen, mediastinum, pleural cavity. Not my best moment, but I said, what? Cancer, Dad. Ian has cancer. My beautiful 32-year-old physician daughter's 32-year-old 6'5", 240-pound former linebacker orthopedic surgeon has what? They have a 2-year-old, Henry, my grandson. Well, even Christians sometimes say, oh my God. Hopefully I gave my daughter the loving support that she desperately needed in that moment, but New Year's Eve took on a different coloring for all of us that next day. New Year's is a time for celebration, for putting the errors, regrets, and misfortunes of the past year behind us and celebrating the bright new future which holds endless possibilities, wrapped up in our steadfast determination to honor our resolutions, right? But for some of us it means cancer, or a death on the highway, or the loss of a job, a marriage, a parent, a sibling, or even a child. For some, the new year just ushers in waves of fear and sadness rather than the rising tide of new beginnings. But hope springs eternal, and well it should. Life will throw all kinds of curves our way, but we need to awaken each and every morning thanking God for any life at all. Every breath is a gift to be treasured. When the person you cherish more than anyone in the world asks for 10 minutes, you give it to them. Never miss an opportunity to tell the ones you love that you do every day. It's much easier to look back and see that God has turned bad to good, while it is almost impossible to see it looking forward. Faith is not always easy, but it is always fruitful. New Year's Day 2020 wasn't to be the celebration that my family expected, but it was certainly still a day to set new priorities, make new resolutions, and find new focus. Bad news doesn't have to keep us down, even if it first knocks us down. For people of faith, God is always present, always there to help and guide us. The Holy Spirit indwelt us the moment we accepted the gift offered through Christ. We're never alone. There's always a hand right there, reaching down to help us up, so that we might rise up and see the trauma through, and even one day, understand the benefit of having gone through it. Cancer? Whatever, dude, bring it on. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Psalm 121, 1-2, New King James. We'll see you tomorrow.